Andrew Conway is the Chief Executive of the Institute of Public Accountants. I'll be emceeing their breakfast in the Great Hall in Parliament here tomorrow morning in front of about 500 people. How are you, Andrew?
Good, Steve. How are you?
Good. 2 years ago, we were at the same breakfast and we had Bruce Bilson in on the stage with us, and they were celebrating the idea that you can have an instant asset write-off for small business up to the value of $20,000 if your company had an annual turnover of up to $10 million. They've extended that for 12 months. That must be good news.
It is good news. As you say, this really rolls on after 2 years of progress in relation to small business reform. We've been pleased with the progress that's been made over 2015 and 2016 budgets for small business. And you know, this budget's no exception. I think the continuation of the instant asset write-off, $20,000, is a good measure. I think it shows the Treasury believes that it works. We wouldn't mind seeing it permanent as part of the tax system so that small business does have that confidence. But at least for 2017-18, you know, a small business can go out tomorrow with the confidence that they can buy a bit of plant and machinery or a new coffee machine or whatever it is for the cafe with the knowledge that they can instantly write that off up to $20,000. But I think it's important to keep in check that what this means, it doesn't mean 20 grand back in the pocket of the small business. It means if you've made a profit, you've had a good year, and you let's use a case study of a business owner that has had a good year, $50,000 profit, you're going to now pay tax effectively on $30,000. So where you might have once paid 15 grand in tax, you'll pay now 9,000. Good measure. That money goes straight to your back pocket in by way of tax saving. So absolutely support
that. And hopefully, as that balloons out, people employ more people. Are your members seeing that a lot of people have, in the last 2 years, taken that up, that option?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, small businesses across Australia have, you know, they jump on the phone to their accountant and say, you know, what do I do? What does this mean for me? You know, the advice that's being provided, if it's right for that business, so go out and use this as a tax measure to grow the business. And if it, particularly for those small businesses who have been saying, well, you know, is there some certainty around the tax incentive for me to go and invest in my business? Well, now you have it for at least the next 12 months. Make the most of it. Go out there and use it. And our members have seen the product of that through small businesses who have done just that. They've invested in their business. They've had the confidence to do it. We talk about numbers. You know, tonight the Treasurer hands down the budget and says small business, 99% of businesses in Australia are small. You know, it contributes $380 billion. We talk in billions in budgets. Small businesses talk in hundreds of dollars and thousands of dollars. And I think $20,000 as a measure is a significant measure for any small business owner in Australia. And the more of these smaller measures in the context of a budget that we can see roll through, that's where you get the best bang for buck from an economy point of view. You get the economy growing, small businesses growing, and importantly, small businesses employing more people. That's what we want to see.
As a numbers man, are you disappointed the government hasn't more vigorously attempted to address the issue of budget deficit?
Look, I think, yeah, you look at the budgets. The budgets plan to return to surplus on the original timeline. And, you know, and there's this talk of good debt, bad debt, how governments account for debt and borrowings. The problem we've got, Steve, is there's no consistent standard. And I'm going to, you know, get your listeners and get you into a discussion on accounting standards. There really is no consistent standard around budget reporting. There's certainly consistency around government financial statistics. But in terms of budgets themselves, governments really have the power to direct the construct of the budget. Now, the Treasurer says leveraging good debt for infrastructure funding, for investments is going to return to the taxpayer ultimately. You know, that's a good thing. Park that off into effectively the government's balance sheet. You know, you can understand the logic behind that. I think what we've got to focus on is what's the longer-term plan? I mean, our view in relation to the deficit and a quicker return to surplus, we think is going to be driven by substantial tax reform. I mean, you know, we are craving, you know, the budget's good tonight for small business, but I think everyone in Australia is craving that long-term vision of what does tax reform, what does Australia's taxation system look like for the next 20 years? And I think that's the challenge. I think if you're Scott Morrison putting the budget together, on one side of the equation, you've got to try and balance the books and get us back to a surplus. On the other side of the equation, you say, well, what's the economy going to look like in 20 years' time? So it's always a different, difficult balancing act.
Just finally, did you dig down into the budget and look at these changes to try and claw back more tax revenue from the black economy? Did they go far enough?
Yeah, look, we think that could always go further. You know, you've got a situation.
Do you reckon there's a substantial problem still with people taking cash?
Well, our view is there are billions of dollars in the economy, in the black economy, and we think this is a significant problem. We've got businesses who are doing the right thing, yet they're competing against the business down the road who's more than happy to play in the cash economy and basically get effectively, you know, if not a 10% advantage, maybe even more if you're operating outside of the GST system. You know, think about a person who you invite to your place to do, a fencing contract or, you know, a small bit of boundary fencing, and they, you know, the questions are still being asked by contractors. You know, are we paying GST or is this going off the books? Now, that just can't happen in a modern economy, because what happens, Steve, is we all end up collectively having to pay for that.
Exactly,
and
right.
It's not fair. So we think any measure that addresses the black economy or the cash economy should be supported. We think it could go further. And I think some of the measures they're talking about around the courier and cleaning industries, I suspect, does go to the heart of some of the industries that are at biggest risk here. But what it does send the message is that the government's willing to try out targeted measures to address cash economy dilemmas, and we should support them, because otherwise we'll all end up paying them in the long term.
Andrew, great to catch up. I'll see you tomorrow morning.
Thanks, Steve. Cheers.
Andrew Comeau there, Chief Executive of the Institute of Public Accountants. We'll talk to the doctors next.